It's 8:01. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, February 4th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Paonia Board of Trustees is in an awkward position after they fired the town clerk late last year to save money. According to the Colorado statutes, elected and appointed officials have to be voted off and have written charges and a hearing. The council did vote, but no charges were brought against town clerk Barbara Peterson, and she was let go to balance the town budget. At a special meeting yesterday afternoon, the board voted to set a hearing and serve Peterson with charges. The hearing is set for early March. Town officials have declined to comment. It seems Lake County's only hospital won't be closing. A new partnership has saved St. Vincent in Leadville. KVNF's Laura Palmisano has more.
Last November, St. Vincent Hospital announced it was planning to close in March due to financial issues. A property tax increase that would have helped the hospital pay for much-needed repairs was turned down by voters. Now things are looking better for St. Vincent. This week, the hospital's board entered a verbal agreement with Centura Health, a Colorado-based company. Russ Johnson is the Senior Vice President of Outreach for Centura.
We will initially be managing the hospital with the intent really to work with that board, the physicians and providers in the community, to develop a long-term solution for care that's sustainable in Leadville and Lake County.
Since last fall, St. Vincent Hospital has laid off nearly half of its staff and ended its long-term care and physical therapy services. The hospital is still operating its emergency room and ambulance service. Last month, St. Vincent's board heard from three groups wanting to help the ailing hospital. Johnson says he believes the board selected Centura because of an existing relationship.
Prior to this arrangement, St. Vincent General Hospital was an affiliate partner and remains an affiliate partner with Centura. We have 10 other such relationships with rural hospitals, and so we have a deep commitment to rural health care across Colorado and western Kansas.
Over the next 4 months, Centura will be evaluating St. Vincent. After that period, it will present its findings to the board and make recommendations for the hospital's future. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
The chief of police for the city of Delta is asking the town council to consider putting stricter controls on hash oil. This is Chief Robert Thomas.
The purpose of this ordinance is, as I've stated in my memo to council, is to preserve the life and property of our citizens. What I do not want to see occurring in the city of Delta is home explosions as a result of individuals who do not have the expertise, who do not know how to convert marijuana to marijuana concentrate or hash oil. I don't want to see their homes go up in flames, which may affect other homes in the area.
He met with the council yesterday to discuss his ordinance that aims to curb the dangerous practice of using butane to distill the drug. The draft ordinance would also prohibit making the concentrate using food or water. It would make just possession of marijuana concentrate unlawful. Chief Thomas says he can't predict the future, but he trusts the council will vote in a way that will protect the citizens.
What I'm trying to do is be proactive and act what I think is in the best interest of members in this community.
Yesterday's meeting was just a discussion. Any possible voting on the ordinance won't happen for a while. Last weekend was the winter celebration at Crawford State Park. It was a chance for the park to highlight the recreation available to winter enthusiasts. One of the events was an ice fishing seminar and demonstration. KVNF's Jake Ryan was there.
The day started with a class led by Senior Ranger Scott Reist.
If your rat Finky's not catching anything, try just a little teardrop jig or go to the little Rapala.
Today we're teaching people how to catch crappies through the ice, focusing on equipment, strategies, everything that takes, electronics, just everything that's involved in catching. We did an hour and a half presentation in a classroom, and now we're going to go out on the ice and hopefully reinforce all that and catch some fish for the next couple hours. The fishing has been good. People have been coming out and catching multiple species at once. We'll see. The weather is so-so. That does play an effect, you wouldn't think. And we are getting a little bit late in the morning for crappie fishing. Usually we fish early morning till 10 o'clock. So we'll see. Hopefully we'll put some fish on the ice and have a good day. The big thing is they'll take the knowledge they learned here and hopefully use in the future to catch more fish.
Everyone bundled up to head out into the wet and cold. Two old-timers, though, Wayne Blacker and Tom Bain, decided not to fish today. But that doesn't mean they're new to this.
Well, let's see. I've been fishing since I was 5, so that's 70 years. I probably ice fish for probably 20 years. Fishing's my thing.
We're still debating about ice fishing today, but we're going to go one of these days, I'm sure.
Like I said, you got to be careful of the ice because we haven't had any good cold weather yet. So we really got to be careful.
There were plenty of others, though, that went out. A train of people hiked across the ice to the northeast corner of the lake near the dam. A thick, heavy snow fell quietly as some of the first holes were drilled.
So, remember the ice scoop?
Yeah.
Look at all the slush in there. So we'll clean the slush out.
There were a few veteran fishermen, mostly from the western slope. One man came down from Denver to be there. There were also some people new to ice fishing.
About ice fishing?
I don't know nothing about ice fishing.
so you don't ice fish normally?
No, I've never been ice fishing.
Have you been fishing regular?
I don't enjoy fishing. My granddaughter does, and so I heard about it and brought her out here to try it.
That was Montrose resident Dave Brees. He says it's a way to keep her engaged in fishing.
Well, we moved from Kansas, and we had a lake in our backyard, and since she was about 6 years old, she'd go down there first thing in the morning and throw a line out, and she'd be catching 3-pound bass. And when we moved out here, she wanted to go fishing, so I figure out ways to take her fishing.
It's her first time ice fishing, and she likes it.
My name is Kyla, and I like fishing, like, a lot.
What do you like about fishing? It's cold, it's wet.
Well, not about that. I just like catching them for the fun and just like, I just like them. It's been in my whole life forever. It was like my dream to do, but since we moved, it was like really sad for me because I used to have like a big stuff of bass and now it's all gone and now I have to do this and catch trout and stuff. But that's fun too, so.
By noon, only one fish had been caught. I was cold and wet and hungry, so I packed it in. But the rest of the anglers, including Kyla, stayed out. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.